Potty Mouth and Stupid. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Scott Connolly. Okay, the first time I met Michael Littlefield was in the second week of preschool. I remember that, even back when we were just 4 years old, Michael could crack me up like nobody else. What can I say? He always had a way with words. "Poop," he said when I showed him the picture of blue squiggles I'd dribbled off the tip of my brush. "Blue poop." That, of course, made me giggle. So I told him my name. "I'm David. I'm Michael." We toddled back to the art supplies cabinet, because I knew there was still some blue paint left in the jar. Our teacher, Mrs. Rabinowitz, who always had a headache, wasn't really watching us or paying much attention to anybody, except her favorite kid, Kaya Konecki, a girl who came to pre-K every morning in matchy-matchy outfits, complete with a matching bow in her curly blonde hair. While Michael and I played with the paint, Kaya sat in Mrs. Rabinowitz's lap, reading a picture book about a caterpillar who was ridiculously hungry. So Mrs. Rabinowitz didn't see me dribble paint all over Michael's shoes. "Poop," he said. "Blue poop." Yes, back then, Michael liked to talk about pee and poopy pants because, let's be honest here, when you're a kid in preschool, bodily functions are hysterical. Underpants, too. "Booger butt," Michael blurted, and I cracked up. Still laughing, I put the blue paint jar back on the shelf. And yes, I forgot to screw the lid back on. "Want red?" I asked. He stuck out his left foot. "Red poop." I grabbed the jar of red paint, but the lid wouldn't come off. It was kind of stuck to the dried out paint. It was like trying to twist open an antique tube of toothpaste. I'd seen my dad, who was still living with us at the time, bang pickle jars on the kitchen counter when he couldn't twist their lids open. So that's what I did. I banged the jar of red paint against the wobbly steel shelf inside the art supplies cabinet. I banged it so hard, the lid cracked and flew off. Paint sloshed out all over the place, and all that banging knocked the open blue jar off of the shelf too. Every inch of my hands, face, and clothes that wasn't already speckled red was splattered blue. Michael's clothes were a mess too, but his shoes, squiggly blue and splotchy red, looked incredibly cool. To a four-year-old, anyway. "Awesome sauce," we both yelled. Kaya heard us and saw the disaster we'd made. "Mrs. Rabinowitz," she hollered. "That stupid boy did something stupid." Since I was still holding the jar of red paint in my hand, it was pretty obvious who she was calling stupid.